From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Not a deal just yet, but a framework. President Obama on Thursday hailed the framework accord to limit Iran's nuclear program. VOA's Michael Bowman reports from the White House.
A clearly pleased President Obama strode into the Rose Garden to announce that a goal sought by America for decades could be at hand if a final accord is hammered out.
This framework would cut off every pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon.
Mr. Obama detailed restrictions on the atomic materials Iran will be able to retain and the locations where they can be held. He repeatedly stressed that the accord will be based on verification, not trust. Recent polls showed Americans open to a negotiated settlement of the nuclear standoff with Iran. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the White House.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Kenyans are mourning their dead after a day-long siege by al-Shabaab militants at an eastern university Thursday left 147 people dead, along with the four attackers. Al-Shabaab says the attack was revenge for Kenyan military action inside neighboring Somalia, where the Islamist militant group is based. Somalia's President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed has called for greater security cooperation with Kenya, offering his condolences and calling the attack barbaric. He said today that the killings show the need to eliminate the menace of al-Shabaab from the region. Gunmen armed with rocket-propelled grenades attacked several military checkpoints in Egypt's northern Sinai on Thursday, killing at least 15 soldiers and two civilians. Dozens of others were wounded. There's been no claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. Yemeni officials say Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies fought their way through the center of Aden on Thursday and seized the presidential palace in the key southern port city. The capture of Aden, the last remaining stronghold of those backing Yemen's president, Abdel Rabo Mansour Hadi, would mark a setback for the Saudi-led coalition, which has been carrying out airstrikes for more than a week across Yemen. Earlier on Thursday, al-Qaeda militants stormed a prison in southern Yemen and freed 300 inmates. Two New York City women have been arrested for allegedly trying to build a homemade bomb to launch a terrorist attack in the United States. A federal criminal complaint was made public on Thursday. VOA's Adam Phillips reports.
The government's formal complaint states that 28-year-old Noel Valences and 31-year-old Asia Siddiqui were in communication with al-Qaeda abroad and had expressed sympathy for the Islamic State, Osama bin Laden, and other jihadists. It alleges the two watched instructional videos for making a homemade bomb to be used in a terrorist attack within the United States. A federal agent who posed as a co-conspirator testified that the pair had already acquired many of the chemicals needed to build a deadly device. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
Prosecutors say undercover investigators determined the women were plotting to attack police, government, or military targets based on their violent jihadist beliefs. Authorities say the public was never in danger. French aviation investigators say the first analysis of the second black box from the German Wings flight that crashed into the French Alps last month reinforces the theory that the co-pilot crashed the plane deliberately, killing all 150 people aboard. Investigators announced Friday that the flight data recorder from the German Wings plane indicates that co-pilot Andreas Lubitz, having locked his partner out of the cockpit, reset the automatic pilot and repeatedly increased the speed as the plane made its deadly descent. The flight data recorder was recovered on Thursday. The device records crucial technical information from nearly every instrument on the plane. At least 56 people are dead after a Russian trawler sank in Russia's Far East. Emergency officials say 63 of the 132 crew members on board the ship were rescued after the boat sank in icy waters near the Kamchatka Peninsula. 13 people are still missing. The cause of the accident remains unknown, although officials said the ship may have been hit and have hit an object in the water. Cambodia's opposition says it's decided to back Prime Minister Hun Sen's preferred neutral candidate for the National Election Committee. Sam Rainsy, leader of the Cambodian National Rescue Party, on Thursday said it's easy for him to support Hang Puteo, who runs an independent election monitoring organization. From Washington, this is Joe Palca.
That's the latest world news from VOA.